I just got off the phone with a happy client who's super happy about the advice I gave them because it's working. So today I'm going to share it with you guys. So get into a little baby step you could take every day to get a new client. Let's get it. So a lot of my customers are small business owners, single owner-operated businesses, entrepreneurs, and although they have their social media going and everything's working out well, they're always looking for new ways to reach out to new clients, as they should be. Like I always say, you can't just sit back and wait for people to come to you. Even if you're putting out content on social media, that's not the only thing you should do. You do have to do the old school marketing. It's always great to use flyers. It's always good to call people, reach out. But what's a way that you could do this on a daily basis, taking baby steps without it interrupting your entire day? Well, there's a ton of them. I'm going to share a few of them with you today. Here's one of them. Every day when you wake up, make it a goal to at least reach out to 20 new customers, 20 new customers directly. How can you do that? Well, you can pick up the phone and call some businesses in your area. You can walk into the coffee shop that you use on a regular basis and let them know what you're doing. There's so many ways. Even talking to another parent at the park. If you have kids and you're sitting there, there's another way. But here's one way I make sure to do every single day, and I always make sure to reach out to at least, actually, I try to take it up a little bit because I really love marketing and I really love getting to my clients. So I try to reach out to 40 people every day on LinkedIn. How do I do this? Well, it's very simple. I have an amazing email that I've crafted for myself. I'd say it's an email, but it's really a message that I've crafted for myself and my company. Instead of just selling myself in this email, I sell the lifestyle that my customers will have when they use my service. For example, this one that I have right now going, because I always change it for the season or what's going on, holidays. What I have going out right now says, it looks like summer's coming. Wouldn't you like to be doing what basically whatever you want this summer instead of your work? Well, pass your tasks off to me and WK, and we could do that for you. We can make that dream happen. That's a shortened version. It's a nice email. It's really well crafted, and it's a little bit long, but it really goes into what my customers will receive instead of the services I want to provide for you. This is what you're going to be able to do it with your life when you take my services. So I paint a picture for them. So hopefully they're sitting at their desk, imagining this amazing life they have, and then they see that they can sign up for this amazing life by clicking this link and getting some more information. The way we give them that information and the further steps we take, I'll put that into another podcast because it's amazing and it deserves a whole podcast. But my point is, you have to take action. You have to reach out. So I would say if you want to start out, do it like this. Reach out to 10 people a day on LinkedIn with your crafted message. Reach out to 10 people a day on Instagram with your crafted message. The same for Facebook. Don't just do your posts at the same time. Search people and reach out to them by sending them a direct message about your business. Now you've done 10 people on each platform. Now say every day I'm going to call 5 businesses in my area, 5 people in my area that could use my service. So you've gone and done a little bit of cold calling, you've done a little bit of direct message on social media, and you also have your post going out on social media, and hopefully you're doing a little bit of engagement. So if you take those little baby steps every single day, by the end of the week, how many new people would you have reached out to? And how many of those can become your customers or at least a new follower somewhere on social media or on your website's marketing funnel? Geez, we have to take the action. And that's what my customer said this morning. She called and she said that little advice, basically what I just told you guys, that little advice you gave me the other day, I called 3 people yesterday and I actually got all 3 of them signed up for her new conference that's coming up. And I was like, amazing, because she wouldn't have taken the time to call and reach out and she would have missed out on this opportunity. So it's just like that saying, you can't win the lottery if you don't buy a ticket. Well, you can't get a new customer if you don't really actively reach out for them. So I want to see you guys reaching out. Reach out to me too. I don't know. I might need your service because I'll probably be reaching out to you at some point. Have a good one and good luck.